Jeff Wireless Chevrolet has three locations, and there's one close to you in Canal Winchester. Come see us today or go online where you can take advantage of our virtual test drive from your smartphone. Find new roads at Jeff Wireless Chevrolet of Columbus.com.
At GBQ, our purpose is clear. We empower growth. Growth of our people, our communities, and our clients' businesses. As a top tax, accounting, and consulting firm here in Columbus, Ohio for more than 65 years, we're driven by the outcomes that we know can change the lives of those we work with and for. We've learned that this is what matters most to our stakeholders. It is this purpose that drives and inspires us every day. It's why we exist. Visit us online at gbq.com. GBQ, empowering growth.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping. You do the saving. CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus. The Fan. This is the Ohio State Station, live from the Fan Studios. You are now listening to The Buckeye Show with Tim Hall and Brandon Beam.
Sponsored by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit ColumbusMitsu.com today.
Welcome in. Here we go on a Monday. Brand new week. Good times ahead. And my best friend in the entire world is sitting next to me. Timmy Hall is here. Timmy, what's up, man?
Hey, Beamer. What's going on, man? Good little weekend here. Yeah. We ready to go?
Oh, yeah. We're ready to rock. If you weren't listening to Common Man and T-Bone with Matty Ice filling in for Bone, we got a huge show for you tonight. We'll get to the Tate Martell stuff in a little bit. We got John Keim at 6:33.
A Redskins guy. He will join Dwayne us. Time.
That's right. He is an ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Washington Redskins. We will get all the down low from John Keim about the Dwayne train and Terry and how those guys are fitting in down there. And then at 7:19, the Holt man, he will call in. We will have a discussion about the Ohio State basketball schedule. The non-conference slate was taken up today. It was made official. You know the big five on there, Timmy. You got Cincinnati, Kentucky, Villanova, North Carolina, and West Virginia. I'll be interested to see how he's feeling about all of that stuff. We'll break it down after that around 7:30. So we got a full slate today. And I will say on possibly our busiest show of all time, you were hacked.
I was hacked. I'm freaking out. So I'm actually not fine right now because 20 minutes ago, right before you went in for crosstalk, as I'm just getting prepped, excited for this huge show that we have, and I found out that I've been hacked. I wish I were just Twitter hacked. I wish to God that that's all
that's
was.
Happened to me. Twitter hacked before.
That happened to you. You had to get a whole new account.
Yeah.
Well, I got to get new accounts too, baby. But they're the bank accounts. Ooh. I got bank hacked. Someone tried to throw in an illicit $2,000 charge. She was saying, I couldn't even understand what she was saying. Something, something, clickbait, something, something. Some of these electronic charges that just robots, they float out there in the wind and the World Wide Web, the interwebs.
How does that work?
I got hacked!
How do people do that? Is it robo-hackers?
Hacked!
I shouldn't be laughing.
I'm gonna die! I got hacked!
I shouldn't be laughing, but that's everybody's worst fear, right? With your bank account and, you know, obviously your username and password. My mom did the same thing. Like, she was her identity, not her identity, but her bank account was hacked into, and they made like two separate $500 or $600 charges.
Oh God! Please,
around stores,
take my identity. I don't need myself. Just don't take my money. Take who I am and my soul at my core. Take that. The identity is all yours. Take it, please. Best of luck to you with the identity. Just don't take my money. Leave my dollar bills. It's all I have. That's all I have.
So you
I'm
got
nothing without the money.
You can't spend, so you have to go visit. All right, Dak Prescott, settle down.
Which means I'm basically nothing.
So you can't spend any money from here on out. Do you have cash, at least?
I have a couple of bucks. could you spare a little? I saw you got the new Civic out there. Could, you know, maybe you could buy me a lunch tomorrow?
I mean, the guy's going out there. He's got the spicy Wendy's chicken nuggets that he had today.
It's only $1.40 or something, right? I mean, I would love a couple of boxes of spicy nuggets.
You can get it in your 4 for $4.
I have no money. I have no money. Until I get a new account.
I'm so nervous. I said, Timmy, do you need some money to get through tonight? And then I realized, even though I wasn't hacked, I don't have any money either. So I'm really no help. I'm really no help to you at all. I mean, I'm none. Maybe I can go over there and get you a Lunchables or something like that.
So terrifying.
That is terrifying, man.
So terrifying. The stuff that goes on out there. You know what I think? That people who steal, I think you should get life in prison.
Just, you steal anything?
It's either life in prison or death sentence. Mm. If you steal people's hard-earned dollars or take their things, there's nothing worse.
You've had both.
Nothing worse.
If you've been
other
hacked.
Other than rape and murder. And then it's thieves.
So yeah. You've been hacked.
I've been robbed, and I've been hacked. When is it going to end?
I don't know. I don't know when your luck is going to change.
Next, I'm going to be shivved.
I shouldn't be laughing about
that's
it.
That's the process.
But that's
here.
The way it is. So, I mean, you're screwed tonight.
God.
And into tomorrow, you can't do anything. God forbid you need to buy something on the way home.
Sure, this has happened to other people. So tell... I don't know, like, cheer me up or something. So tell me it's going to be okay, because I'm under the assumption it's going to be okay now. The funds are frozen, which is the thing that had to be done, so then you can get your brand new accounts and change everything up. So we can just get new usernames, new passwords, new account numbers. And then, of course, you know what has to happen with that, because everything is e-paid now.
Sure.
You've got to get the paychecks with the one thing coming in, the paycheck, and then all the things going out for the 7, 8, 9. I mean, what do we have here? Like, Netflix, you got, you know, your
Amazon.
Internet. You got your Amazon. Yeah. You got your
cable,
internet. You got all the different... All the different things that you have, gas, electric, all the bills,
house
right?
payments,
mortgage, yeah, or rent, all the different things that are going out that are tied up to the checking account. Oh, God. Hacked!
This really is an extension of when we left you on Friday, because you came into the studio having about the worst 30 minutes you thought you could have digitally when you couldn't get into, like, our HR service. And then something else was breaking. Your computer was broken and all that.
Fixed.
Okay.
I'm into Dayforce.
Okay, that's
good.
Yeah. You can now put in for PTO.
I can get some PTO.
But you know what?
But
you need
I don't
to
have
work.
Any money.
You need to work. You need to work.
Right.
So, like I said, fun little show for you. We got John Keim of ESPN, who is a Redskins reporter. He'll join us at 6:33 to talk about Dwayne and Terry and the Buckeyes down there. And then at 7:19 again, Chris Holtman will join us to talk about the Ohio State basketball schedule. That sucker's getting ready to ramp up. Can't wait for that. That's going to be a good time when he joins us. But Timmy, let's start the show. The biggest news of the day, I think, is that you're talking about Miami Hurricanes football. All right? We're here on the Buckeye Show.
We are.
And there's one reason that we would be talking about the Miami Hurricanes, and that would be Tate Martell. Tate Martell is not going to be the starting quarterback for the University of Miami. He got beat out by Jaren Williams. He is a redshirt freshman, Jaren Williams is, and Tate Martell, who left Ohio State, who had the brain power and everything to say after the Rose Bowl game, I'm not going anywhere. And then a couple days later, Timmy, he transfers out. He goes down to Miami, and now he loses the starting quarterback job for Manny Diaz's team, the University of Miami. He is not going to be the starter for the Hurricanes this year. Unbelievable.
Oh, Tatey boy. If you didn't know, now you know. I remember that photo. I remember that caption vividly from Tate Martell, the headband, the swooping hair,
of course,
all the wristbands, the eye black, all the jazz on Tate Martell, all that stuff.
And what did I say?
All that flair and that fire.
Tate Martell loves himself some Tate Martell.
He does. He does. And you know what? That's okay,
sure,
to an extent.
Fine.
Like, we live in 2019 with the rest of the world, and we understand how kids are coming up, and that's okay to have that confidence and to be a little bit brash, but you got to win a quarterback job too. Like, at some point,
you don't get it on your name.
Later.
You don't get the job on your name.
No,
we have seen this from time and time again. We are going through it here at Ohio State, even though it's a little bit different when you talk about Justin Fields coming over here to Ohio State. Ryan Day won't tell you who the starting quarterback is. You and me can sit back there and say that Justin Fields is going to be the starting quarterback day one. You can infer that. You can make your opinion that that's going to happen. He hasn't come out and given us a starting quarterback job. It doesn't matter. You still have to go in there and win the job. And for Tate Martell, he gets beat out by Jaren Williams. Like I said, redshirt freshman. Tate Martell is a redshirt sophomore, right? He is a redshirt sophomore, so Jaren Williams already has a leg up because he's in a younger class. He has less experience than Tate Martell. And you have to say, like, I'm pretty shocked by that. I am shocked that he is not the starting quarterback for them.
It is pretty shocking. But the other thing is you and I, and I would even think even CB, and CB just naturally loves to look at other college football programs, but we have not been studying the day-to-day with Miami Hurricanes football. We have been doing
our
thing.
Ever since that really bad spring game, we haven't really followed along.
Yeah, thank you. There was some news that came out where we did a couple of segments on Tate Martell, and it wasn't necessarily a spring game, but it was some kind of open
scrimmage.
Yeah. They had it at a local high school down there.
Green and orange scrimmage.
Heard a lot of noise, didn't we? There were some things that came out on social media. The fans
were booing Tate Martell.
I think they were booing like everything with Miami football down there. I don't know if like throwing it all on Tate Martell. And again, let me preface it by saying this might not be true, but it gave the optics back then that not only was he struggling with the playbook and just playing good football in a new system, he wasn't really grasping the locker room either. And it didn't seem, from what we read about that scrimmage, that he had the locker room just yet. And Ryan Day, we'll get to his comments later on today, and talking about the quarterbacks, it doesn't mean... Just because you're not the announced starter doesn't mean that you can't be a leader. Whenever that quarterback is changed up, whether that's a known backup, whether that's a known third stringer, you would like to think that the offensive linemen, the receivers, the running backs at least have some respect and can flock to that guy as a leader, because the quarterback is naturally that kind of guy when you step into a huddle, when you try to control the field. And it didn't seem like Tate had that at that juncture. So we're going to seeing a lot of things too from the Miami people, that maybe this is not all that much of a Tate Martell story as it is a Jaren Williams story. Give some credit to the guy that won the gig. You just said, we just sort of think about it because you had a high star powered recruit, but he hadn't played a lot of football and he went somewhere new. So there was a transitional period. Jaren Williams was there and he won the job. It kind of is refreshing, right? Where you can't just assume you can go. You're free to go, right? Free
of
charge. We both say that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean you're just going to be guaranteed a job if you go to a big time football place like Miami.
In a statement on the team's website, Manny Diaz, their head coach, had this to say: all three guys showed tremendous improvement and development, which is a credit to their hard work and the work of Dan Enos and his offensive staff. We believe we can win with all three guys. However, we feel like Jaren has the greatest upside due to his passing ability, his instincts, and his determination. I have to say, when we were at the Rose Bowl, right, it was me and AR, we were down on the sideline, and we're talking to Matty Andrews, and it was the team warming up. And on one hand, you had Dwayne Haskins and Matt Baldwin throwing balls at the Rose Bowl. And it was awesome. It was one of the most surreal experiences I've ever seen in my life. On the sidelines for that game. And you're seeing these balls being thrown by both Baldwin and Dwayne. Like, okay, yeah, that's a college arm. And I just remember seeing Tate Martell throw the ball. And that's going back to Manny Diaz's comments that his arm strength is really the upside. Seeing Tate Martell throw the ball just in warmups at the Rose Bowl, Timmy, it wasn't even close
to those two guys,
Matt Baldwin or Dwayne Haskins. Wasn't even close. The arm strength, the arc that he put on the ball, anything. It wasn't even close to it. It was a pretty wild situation talking about arm talent.
Well, so we know he paled in comparison to Dwayne, and we all got upset when we tried to tinker with a system that was working. When you had a quarterback and you were trying to, it seemed like you were trying to force Tate Martell onto us just to get a pretty good player some time in the sun last year.
Yeah, it absolutely did. So where does Tate Martell turn now? Will he stay at Miami? Will he go to a different college? Who knows? Timmy and I will let you know what we think next. It's the Buckeye Show right here on The Fan.
The only radio station allowing one of their hosts to talk about human flesh consumption. Okay, probably not the best idea. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Come on over to Heartland.
On football Saturdays, we watch legends made on the field. But did you know that the agriculture field is Ohio's largest industry? With our dedicated team of agribusiness bankers, we stretch all across this great state. Farmers, consider Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Come on over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. For over 30 years, Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse has been serving Columbus with the finest award-winning thick-cut aged steaks. Consistently voted Columbus's best steakhouse, Hyde Park is also rated excellent by Zagat Guide as one of the top steakhouses in the country. Enjoy happy hour cocktails Monday through Friday with bar plates starting at $5. Located in Upper Arlington, downtown, and Dublin, Hyde Park can accommodate events for groups of 6 to 300. Hyde Park knows Buckeye fans demand the best. That's why they're a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-Miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-Miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP Experience at OhioState4Miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit OhioStateFourMiler.com for more info, and we'll see you in the shoe.
We believe in food
grown in the fields of Ohio,
in clean air and water,
and in preserving farmland forever.
We believe in opportunities for the next generation.
For nearly 100 years,
Ohio Farm Bureau has been bringing people together.
Join us in the journey.
Together.
Together.
Together with farmers.
Visit togetherwithfarmers.org.
The team at Atlas Butler wants to make something clear. We're always open. That's right. We have service technicians scheduled day and night, Saturdays and Sundays, and even holidays. Whether you call us at 10 a.m. or 10 p.m., we're ready. And since we're always open, you never pay any overtime charges. Call today. Get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with our award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizza, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Bishop and Laura Nice.
If Antonio Brown is using this helmet story to get people off the scent of his feet. No pun intended.
Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Presented by Window Nation.
Weekdays 10 to noon on The Fan.
If you've been diagnosed with prostate cancer, explore all your treatment options, including CyberKnife. CyberKnife is just 5 treatments, not the typical 40 or more for other treatments. CyberKnife is non-invasive with minimal risk of side effects like impotence and incontinence. Our CyberKnife team is committed to helping you decide the right treatment for your prostate cancer. It's your prostate, your cancer, and your choice. Call us at 380-898-8300 or visit our website at columbusck.com. Columbus CyberKnife is a service of Mount Carmel.
No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there is no guarantee you will experience these results.
Join us for good times and great golf at the Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship, August 15th through the 18th. Pub 13 is the place to be where birdies equal drink specials. And don't miss the Party on the Range Saturday featuring Rock House. Admission is free. Go to ncc-golf.com today.
Have a home that needs improving? Tune into this dream house on 1460 ESPN on Saturdays at 7 a.m. Learn all about the house, buying, selling, improving. This dream house is here to help. Brought to you by Appliance Factory Mattress Kingdom on Sawmill Road.
The Ohio Dental Association is a leader in educating families on the importance of oral health and its link to overall good health. Dr. Michael Hallis, president of the Ohio Dental Association, shares why baby teeth matter, even though some people believe kids don't need to go to the dentist since baby teeth eventually fall out.
Actually, baby teeth are very important for your child's health and development. Baby teeth hold space in the jaw for permanent teeth to come in. If a baby tooth is lost too early, the permanent teeth can shift into the empty space and make it difficult for other permanent teeth to come in when they are ready. So it is critical to make an appointment for your child to see a dentist before going back to school.
ODA member dentists are located throughout Ohio, are dedicated to providing the highest quality care, are bound by the highest ethical standards, and obtain superior ongoing education and training. Choose a dentist who is a member of the Ohio Dental Association and American Dental Association, so you know you're being treated by the best. To find an ODA dentist in your area, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
The Buckeye Show is presented by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit columbusmitsu.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It's raining gold pants. It's the Buckeye Show.
Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
Back here on the Buckeye Show. It's been a weird day out here today. It looked like it was going to rain all day, and then it just kind of stayed gray, which is weird for August around here. It was beautiful over the weekend. It's just been kind of a gray day.
I've said this many times. I have no problem for the reputation that Ohio State has as being a cloudy state. I love the clouds. Who wants to just get burned to a crisp by just blatant sunshine all the time? You need that sun to tuck behind some clouds every once in a while. You try sitting up there and sea deck out at the shoe?
No.
When it's like 87 degrees and then you're way up high and it's like 97 degrees? You need those clouds. And did you see what kind of sunset it provided last night when you had all those clouds out there and you had that orange, burnt orange type of sky with the purple and the red creeping in? It was amazing. I actually drove around to catch the sunset.
Did you?
I did. It was that beautiful. Every once in a while, once a month or so, if I catch it and I'm out in the car like at 8:30, 8:45, take a little drive over to the west where the farmland begins, stop the car, get out.
Just enjoy it.
Just enjoy it for 5 or 10 minutes.
Nothing wrong with
very
that,
very nice. Beautiful Ohio sky, man.
It's gorgeous. So news of the day, Tate Martell did not win the starting job as the University of Miami quarterback. That goes to Jaren Williams. He's a redshirt freshman, Timmy, 6'3", 210 pounds. Williams had this to say: "I feel like I'm an elite passer. I can make all the throws in tight windows. What a lot of people don't know is I can extend plays with my feet. I'm not a slow guy. I can tuck the ball and get 15 yards. I can make a guy miss. I am a pass-first guy. I stand in the pocket, and I trust the pocket and get the ball to my receivers." So he is starting the year. Tate Martell is not. And the big question is going to be, I think, Timmy, does Tate Martell stay at Miami? Does he look at changing positions, or does he bolt again?
What were those measurables again for the QB that won the job, Jaren Williams?
6'3", 210.
Score one for regular-sized quarterbacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not the...
Tate's not a big guy.
Not the sub-6-foot, you know, barely 200-pound guys that have to move around and find their passing lanes and all that. So the question about Tate Martell now, I mean, the knee-jerk reaction here is to say that like based on what he did, after the things he said right when he knew that Justin Fields was a real thing.
Yeah.
And that was going to be happening. And you thought that there was going to be a moment where he would stay. Now, if he's going to say that, you kind of have to throw it out the window based off what he just did, right?
Of course you do. Because he was a guy he was going to stay and then ended up bolting 5-6 days later, whatever it was.
So this would be something that I could not bet on, put it that way.
No.
If we were doing our new show or On the Money, I would just say stay away from this one. Because you would think he's gonna leave. He might say that he's gonna stay. You just can't take him for his word now because he just went through something at Ohio State and he decided to leave. But naturally, you have to play. If you're a highly rated quarterback recruit like Tate Martell was and it didn't work here at Miami, hurt feelings probably are going to enter into the fold,
sure,
right?
No doubt.
The I'm a quarterback. Don't even tell me. Like, I'm not Tate Martell going into the league here where I could understand a positional switch. Don't try to sell me that I can't be a quarterback somewhere in college football. Even in high Division I football, there would be a spot for him. But therein lies the problem. You take a risk. You take a risk when you move that you might not win the job. But Beamer, he's got lots of eligibility left. Is the thing.
He does. He's going to have 2 more years left of eligibility this year, Timmy. And we were actually talking to Chops earlier on in the show, and he was like, you know, earlier on in the day when we were prepping for tonight's show.
He didn't have 3 more counting this year, 2019, 2021.
Sorry. He does have, I was thinking this year was already done. This year and
red
then 2 more after.
Freshman, immediate eligibility.
Correct.
3 years.
So he's got 3 more years, including this one. And, you know, you have to think that he is going to be a guy I think we'll have to look at, you know, where am I standing academically, right? Is there a way that I can graduate in 3 years?
Right.
Did all of my credits transfer over from Ohio State? Where am I at academically? Maybe I can graduate in the springtime from Miami and then have two years as a grad transfer.
Immediate eligibility.
Like Joe Burrow did at LSU.
Exactly like Joe Burrow.
After his third year, redshirt year, gone. Okay, he's got 2 years at LSU. He's going into his last year. And so I would think, Timmy, that that's what Tate Martell is going to look into. I don't know his academic standing. I don't know anything about that. I don't know the credits that transferred over, whatever. But you would have to think a guy like that is not going to just get up and bolt right now and then sit out another year. Unless he doesn't have the academic hours and he can't make that happen, then I could possibly see it happening.
So we just don't know. We don't know where he is as far as the academics. So I think we're on the same page. We believe he is going to transfer. It's just tough to say when that would happen, because everything that you just said makes perfect sense. You could study hard, get to that three-year period, have a free transfer in 2 years of eligibility at a new place, or you leave now, and guess what? They ain't giving you another waiver. But what day is it? Fall semesters? We're probably days away from the official kickoff of a fall semester. So you would beat the clock, and then this would be your sit. You've made it all the way up to the beginning of when you would sit out, and you would get to go to the place and be around and practice and do all this and that, and then still have two more years afterwards.
Sure.
With this being a sit out year for transferring.
Yeah.
And so I would say are in play.
Yeah. And I do too. We talked about this on last week's show with Kelly Bryant at Clemson. Played in four games and then said, yeah, I'm going to take a redshirt year and then I'm going to be gone. But Tate can't do that.
Already
this
had
year
the redshirt year.
Because he's already had a redshirt.
Yeah.
So I think the fascinating thing is going to be with Tate Martell and with that mind state that he's in. And listen, I don't know Tate Martell. I've never talked to him. I don't know. But you read his comments about his time here at Ohio State and what he said, that I'm going to stay in this quarterback room and I've been here practicing and nobody's going to walk in and take my job. You go down to Miami and you lost the starting quarterback job. What is the mental attitude going to be? Can you even get it in your own mind that maybe, you know what, maybe a position change is going to be the best for me. Maybe I could work my way up as a little scat back or some type of slot receiver, you know? But this is a Gatorade National Player of the Year, USA Today National Player of the Year, highest touted high school football player that you can get on that level.
If you were him and you had his quarterback accomplishments playing at the size high school that he played at, would you at all be considering, while you're still in college football, switching the position that you love?
No, probably not. No way.
I don't think I could die happy not even getting a season under my belt as a college football starting quarterback. I would make that my career mission if I were Tate Martell.
Well, there's so many teams. He could start for plenty.
Plenty.
Of NCAA teams, you would think. But
then it didn't work out. Sucks.
It does suck. There's no doubt about that it does suck. He leaves Ohio State. He goes down to Miami thinking that he's going to win the starting job. And then you lose it. You lose it to a redshirt freshman who's younger than you. It's not like you lose it to a fifth-year guy and you say, okay, maybe I can be at Miami this year. That guy goes down. I'm going to be in. You lost it to a kid that is younger than you.
Yeah.
That has to really stay.
And if he does well, he's locked in.
Of course he is.
And then you'll be Joe Burrowed. You'll be Joe Burrowed here at Ohio State because he got behind. Just didn't work out for Joe. A lot of us wanted to see him play, but he was behind JT Barrett, and Urban was never going to pull the trigger and pull JT Barrett before his eligibility exhausted. And then you had Dwayne Haskins right there. And even if Dwayne stayed another year, Joe still couldn't get on the field,
right?
Because it would just still be Dwayne Haskins. But answer me this. I'm looking at a couple of things. I saw Bill Landis. One of his tweets got embedded in this article I was reading. He said, I really needed Tate versus Florida to kick off the season, and now I'm sad. That's a funny one. I saw this other tweet from Tom Fornelli, who covers college football, and he put in the little stars. I don't know if I got this one so much. It just said, takes Florida -7. As in, you know, haha, like now I'm all on Florida here. And just a 7-point spread. Let me ask you, would you have been that gung-ho about Tate Martell in his first action? Just, I'm not going to say Florida's the beast or slaying the beast or anything, but Miami football has not been God's gift to football. I mean, they've certainly slouched off from their heyday. I don't think, certainly not the same as him starting in game one for a new school against a team like Florida and expecting big things and no lumps, as opposed to Justin Fields, this level of QB, right, against an FAU at home in the shoe.
No way. No way.
I'm not confident that I wouldn't put anything on that, on Tate Martell getting anything done in game one.
You're playing Florida. It's not like you've got a cupcake first game.
Right.
You're playing the Gators, right? That is a tough game. And you're playing in week zero, CB. You're playing week zero. You don't even get the full off season.
I would have put him for 202 yards, one touchdown, and one pick, or maybe two picks.
You know, yeah, probably two picks.
12 for 22, you
and
know?
86 yards on the ground.
Yeah.
Maybe a pair of touchdowns
maybe
down there. All right, we will effort John Keim of ESPN to talk about what's going on with the Dwayne train and Terry McLaurin with the Redskins. We'll do that next. It's the Buckeye Show right here on The Fan.
Carpenter and Rothman. Carpenter and Rothman. Bobby Carpenter and Anthony Rothman. Every weekday from noon to 3. Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Want to keep your car sparkling clean all summer long and not waste precious time and money doing it? With the Moo Moo Express Unlimited Wash Club membership, wash as often as you'd like at any 16 Central Ohio Moo location, starting at just $15.99 a month. Or treat your car to the very best with a Creme de la Creme VIP wash package for just $32.99 a month. Wash just twice, and it pays for itself. Fast, fun, eco-friendly, and always free vacuums. For locations and hours, visit MooMooCarWash.com today.
This is Bob Capace, owner of Worthington Jewelers. Our annual remount and upgrade event begins next week, August 19th through the 24th. We'll help you with your diamond remount or upgrade to a new style. Shop local and come see us at Worthington Jewelers, one of a kind for a lifetime.
Being a letter carrier and walking 20,000 steps, which equals up to about 10 miles a day, it's tough. I really didn't have feet problems. I had back problems. I had had as many epidurals that I could possibly have in 1 year. That was scary. Well, I've been delivering letters to the Good Feet store for over 6 years, and the expert there finally convinced me to try their arch supports.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people like Keith actually live the life they love without their feet getting in the way.
The people at the Good Feet store really educated me about what the arch supports could actually do. And lo and behold, I have no more back problems. The future I can see now. I couldn't see it before. Where I would be without them, I have no clue. I'm Keith, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Call 880-9255 or visit the Good Feet store on Polaris Parkway or Grove City.
Now that the warm weather is upon us, don't you think your roof should get looked at? Call Allstate Exteriors now for a free roof inspection. With over 25 years of roofing experience, Allstate Exteriors is your trusted local contractor. Visit Allstate Exteriors online at ohioroof.com.
It's never too early to play in your fantasy football league. Join the fan at the Ultimate Fantasy Football Draft Party at Hollywood Casino Columbus on Saturday, August 24th. Sign up at 971thefan.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966 for help. Must be 21 or older to enter.
Enjoy comfort that's built to last with a new Train heating and cooling system. At Train, we test so it runs. For a limited time, you can get a great deal on a qualifying new Train system. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. That's traininfo.com. It's hard to stop a Train.
Are you a smart mouth? Then you know Comfort Dental costs less with the same great care. Comfort Dental accepts all types of insurance. Ask about the Gold Plan for more savings. Make an appointment at Comfort Dental today. New patients are just $19, including exam and x-ray, a $185 value. Payment due at time of service. For dentist contact info, visit comfortdental.com. Services provided by a state-licensed general dentist. Comfort Dental. We'll be there when you need us.
Explore Ohio's place in national sports history in Ohio, Champion of Sports, on exhibit at the Ohio History Center. Learn about the birth of the NFL and the MLB, the youngest woman to qualify for the Indy 500, and more. Visit ohiohistory.org/sports to buy your tickets today.
Adena Health System is South Central Ohio's trusted name in healthcare, dedicated to providing you and your family with the best possible care right here in our community. We're expanding our services with walk-in clinics, after-hours care, and more providers than ever. It's all part of Adena's mission to provide you with experienced care that's close to family and close to home. Learn more at Adena.org. Adena Health System, here for life.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend. who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Punting is not an option. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
Back here on the Buckeye Show. And now we open up the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline.
You like this. We're going to talk about my favorite NFL team, Beamer.
We are going to talk about your favorite NFL team. Of course, because we can, because we got a good Buckeye plan for that. We got two good Buckeyes playing for the Redskins. So we welcome in John Keim, ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Washington Redskins. John, what's going on today, man? How are you?
Oh, it's a good day because the Redskins players have the day off. So after training camp, you kind of get a day to catch your breath a little bit.
It's pretty good, right? I mean, you get some time to, I imagine, to yourself as well. It's not just an off day for the players. It's for you, too.
So are you back in Richmond, John? Sorry.
No, they're done with Richmond. So we're back in Northern Virginia. So it was just kind of nice to be able to work at home in peace without, the chaos of practices and stuff like that. So it'll be good to get back there tomorrow, too.
So before we get to some Redskins talk, John, I know you're an Ohio State grad. Have you been following along in the spring and in the fall about the Buckeyes at all? Have you been following them?
Of course.
Okay, yes. Spoken like a true Ohio State grad then.
And let me say this. I bumped into people who have been at Redskins practices and guys who have been at the Elite 11 camps and people who know quarterback play, and they all love Justin Fields and say he's going to be great. So what we saw in the spring game, he wasn't using his legs. I think you're going to see something this year with his legs, and it'll be kind of fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, not to cut you off, but the other one that I got a text from someone who was watching some of their stuff from last year, and he's one of our NFL guys who also does draft stuff, and he knows I'm an Ohio State guy, so he texted me, he's like, I love KJ Hill. And I was like, well, I do too. I've always liked that kid. So there was just like some guys that you maybe even aren't thinking of in that regard because there's so much talent receiver, but that's a guy that I think people are going to really like this year.
You're right, John. There's more than just Bosa's and Chase Young's here dominating right on the defensive line. You're finding one right there with Terry McLaurin, how there's some players that just don't get the numbers or the hype nationally that can come into an NFL squad. Paris Campbell, one of those guys we were talking a lot about doing it for the Indianapolis Colts, you're going to like. So John, kicking the tires on the Dwayne train, we've been calling him that here right now. Start with you analyzing him, the preseason performance, some ups and downs. Where do you think he is based on what your expectations were of Dwayne when the Redskins drafted him 15th overall as to where we are now going into preseason week two?
I think he's about where I thought he would be. And I say that because I knew before the draft and I knew after the draft that the feeling was it would take him some time because the inexperience that he has. And unlike a guy like Kyler Murray, he's not a statue. We saw that at the end of last year. You saw that in the first preseason game the other night. He can move, but he's not Kyler Murray. So his game is predicated on being in the pocket. And because of that, there's a ton for him to learn. So I knew that it would take him some time. And so what we've seen is a lot of, you see the talent. There's no doubt you see the talent. You see the arm, okay? And he can make some throws and stick it in places that other guys here can't. He can be a little bit late and still get that ball in there, but you can't be late consistently. So that's one of the issues that they've been working on with him, getting his eyes in the right spot at the right time, and along with that, his feet. Because even in college, like there were times where he might be late, but the protection was good. And you have a guy like Paris Campbell or Olave or McLaurin or KJ Hill breaking open, and you're going to complete a touchdown. So the coaches might see, well, he's late on this one. We're going to see the results. So I think there's still that you absolutely see the talent. And I think the other thing you hear with him that I knew from doing a big story before the draft and then getting to know him now and other people who know him is the work that he does. And I did actually wrote a story today on ESPN.com kind of chronicling or talking about all that he's learning right now and the extra things he's doing to help himself. I mean, he's a good kid who works hard. And I think that will pay off in the long run, but they definitely, the word patient is used time and again when you talk to people about him.
John Keim, ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Washington Redskins, joining us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. So, you know, Timmy follows the Redskins like a diehard, right? I mean, he's a big-time Redskins fan. Me, not so much. Casual, just kind of in and out. But I've seen so many differentiating opinions on should you sit Dwayne Haskins. Their first six games are absolutely brutal. Should you start Dwayne? Has there been any consensus in Washington on what is going to happen in week one when they kick things off against the Eagles?
Well, if you're talking about in the organization, I would be very surprised if he started. He's just not there. You can't start a guy unless he's ready, and you can't. It's not even a matter of, well, you learn by playing. Not in every case you don't, because you have to be at a point for a little, and I'll give you an example. In the story I wrote, he's doing things right now. He did it at Ohio State, too, as he sat and learned. He would listen in on the huddle to hear how Colt McCoy or Case Keenum, veteran guys who he's more talented than, but who are further ahead because of their knowledge of the game, the knowledge of the offense, et cetera. But he listened to what they say and how they called the plays and how they directed the call to the individual group. So when you're talking about protection, you look at the lineman and calmly saying it, et cetera, et cetera, instead of just going in there and regurgitating it and making sure that everybody's hearing it. And then, you know, the cadence he's got to work on. He's got to work on the footwork with the handoffs. He's got to work on the timing and the drops, you know, because if you're late with your timing on it, the play is screwed up. So there's all that stuff he's got to learn. So I don't know why there'd be a rush to put him out there. And I think when you talk to people, like, again, I haven't talked to anybody there who I think has said, oh, yeah, he's got to just go out there and play. They want someone who can run the operation. This is a coaching staff that needs to win. You can't go in there and just throw in a rookie and think it's somehow going to pay off down the road. He has to be at a point where he is ready to go in there and say, okay, now I'm ready to go. I've got this. And, yeah, at that point, you're still going to make mistakes. But at least you'll know what you're doing. At least you can get the guys in the right play. There's so much. It's not just, hey, he threw a nice ball. It's not just that. There's so much more that he's got to learn. My thing has always been, like, what's the rush to start him? Build him for the long term. This franchise hasn't had a quarterback that's done well in a long time consistently over a long haul. Build him for that.
John,
you know? And then,
No, that's good stuff. John, we're talking with John Keim here on the Buckeye Show on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. He covers the Redskins for ESPN.com. The thing that I noticed, and you had this in your article today, which we both read here this afternoon, it seemed to me, and we know Dwayne, he's kind of had the chip on his shoulder. He was confident, and we think he deserved to be confident with the numbers that he put up here at Ohio State as far as the Heisman race and all that. And I think we heard it right after he was drafted, too. And right early on in your article, he's kind of has more of that tone now, or like, I've come to terms with it, he said. I've been here for a bit, and man, it's a process. Does that speak good things to you about Dwayne? And like, you said he was a good kid and had the right mindset and all that stuff already.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it does, because he understands. Listen, I'm going to go back to the previous thing. If he shows that he's ready to play, I think you play him. Okay. Because that, you know, but I just think there's a process to get to that point. And I think he understands that. And that was one of the things after he was drafted that Doug Williams, who's, you know, their executive VP of personnel, was talking to me about. He goes, we have to be patient, but he has to be patient with himself and understand what it is he has to do to get to that point. And I think it's, by all accounts, it seems like he does. I mean, he's putting in the extra work. You know, you see him on the field. He doesn't hang his head. He's not off to the side. Teammates seem to like him. So I think that all that bodes well. And I think if he came in there with a different mindset that, well, they screw it, I'm the guy, I should be the guy, I think that would turn some people off, because people here can see through that. And I think what they respond to are guys who work hard and have, you know, and some humility and have talent. And you know, I mean, he's got all that right now, it seems. So, yeah, I do think that bodes well. He's got some things to still work on and clean up. But I think in terms of mindset, I think he's in the right place right now. Seems to be from my end.
John, we know that article on ESPN.com today was mostly chronicling Dwayne Haskins and how he's getting there to be a starting quarterback. But we know there's one more Buckeye on the team. You got Terry McLaurin. Jay Gruden has been, I think, just gushing about Terry. He only played in one snap in the preseason game, I believe, against the Browns. So, you know, looking at this roster and these wide receivers, do you think Terry McLaurin is going to be a starter for the Washington Redskins day one?
Day one, I don't know. At some point, yes, I do think he'll start. And Jay Gruden even said that the night they drafted him. And the more you watch him, the more, yeah, I think he could be. Because the guy ahead of him right now is Josh Doctson. Going in, he's in his fourth year, and he has not produced at the level that they need him to. And some, you know that. So some of that, and some of that is on the offense. It's a tight end-based offense. So Jordan Reed, as long as he's out there, is going to be the focal point of that passing game. And Chris Thompson gets a lot of touches. So they're an inside-out pass game. So a lot of times the outside guys are going to get stuff. But when they had Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson, they got their stuff. Josh Doctson isn't producing at that point. So, you know, his supporters can say that, but the numbers are what they are. I don't think he's got this firm grip on that job, and I think McLaurin will push him. Whether it's day one, it's opening game, I don't know. It wouldn't shock me if that were the case. And things I like, you know, you guys know from McLaurin, watching him, you know, listening to him talk, you know, hearing him over the years, the kid's like a 10-year vet already.
Yeah.
When you talk to him, he is, and you know, I think people in what they said, they even said this year, like at the draft, he was the leader of that Ohio State offense last year. It was, you know, he was the guy, but, you know, by the people I talked to, at least especially early in the year. And he's got that thing about him. And I always thought he's a culture guy. You want to change your culture, you bring in more guys like
no
that.
No doubt.
But what I also like, and I actually have this, I have a podcast that was just out today, and one of the interviews was with Terry McLaurin. And it's called the John Kime Report, if people want to go on there. But it was an interview with McLaurin. And one of it is about how Brian Hartline helped him develop as a receiver last year. But also little things. He'll go Dominique Rogers Cromartie is a veteran corner on this roster. So in the spring, he'd go up against Cromartie and wouldn't fool him. And I remember talking to Cromartie about this, like, and a couple other guys, that it was the way he was running his routes, he was tipping everything off. So Cromartie would just sit there patient and break, and he wouldn't get open against him. Well, he's getting open against him now. And part of it is because he went and talked to him, and he was picking his brain about what he could do and how he could, you know, how he was leaning and tipping off routes because of that. And he stopped doing some of that stuff. Now he's getting open. And his route running, which was once upon a time not a strength, is now becoming a stronger part of his game. And so, you know, I think you're going to see him on the field a lot for them.
Oh, yeah.
John, we really appreciate your time. We'll link up with you down the line to get to talk about our great Buckeyes down in Washington, okay?
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, man.
There he goes. John Kime, ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Washington Redskins on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. We always said it. Terry did everything the right way.
We said, you look at what the Redskins receivers did last year, it was horrible. They didn't even have a guy go for over like 560 yards. Terry could do that as a rookie.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. All right, a former Buckeye and Golden Bear just had a hell of a weekend. We'll give you details next. It's the Buckeye Show right here on The Fan.
If you miss a Buckeye game, it's because your radio is in tune to the right place. Always and forever, your home for the Buckeyes. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we're all about quality. We mix cane sauce in our restaurants every day. And our chicken is hand-battered and cooked to order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. And our lemonade is always freshly squeezed.
Love the window.
And why do we do all this? Because it makes a difference. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Supporting the licensed merchandise helps provide financial scholarship and helps support the academic mission.
The library receives support every time someone buys merchandise.
Buckeye-thon, like a lot of other student organizations, is supported by buying officially licensed Ohio State merchandise.
My alumni association is supported through the sale of officially licensed merchandise.
My team benefits from the official sales, and that's why we buy Buckeye.
That's why I buy Buckeye.
That's why I buy Buckeye.
Visit shop.ohiostatebuckeyes.com.
Who can help you score a touchdown with your finances? How about our friends at Credit Union of Ohio? Whether you're looking to buy a new home or make upgrades like a finished basement to watch all the big games, their team of experts will help you get the funds you need. It's a great time to make those renovations you've been dreaming about. Credit Union of Ohio is your local mortgage lender. Learn more about their home loan options at cuofohio.org. That's cuofohio.org. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Come on over to Heartland.
Now, with all the bank consolidation going on, are you now truly just a number? Who's helping you with your financial affairs?
Do they work together as a team for your best returns and decisions? Come see why community banking is the place to be. I'm Scott McComb, CEO, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you wake up on Saturday morning and think to yourself, I miss those two dumb radio idiots, we've got you covered. Common Man and T-Bone Weekend, Saturday mornings at 10.
Presented by Kevin Kurgis and sponsored by Comfort Dental.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Count on Park National Bank for a customized loan that fits your business. Reliable, responsive lenders. Experienced advisors. It's who we are. Call Park National Bank's commercial lending team today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Common Man here. Right now, for every window you buy, you get the next one free. No limits and 0% financing for 36 months. Call 614-221-0700 or go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect.
I was in foot pain for 20 years, trying to give it relief, buying all these different insoles, drugstore insoles, custom insoles. I spent thousands of dollars. I bought all these products, and not a single one worked. I really, truly needed to have relief in my feet, and the Good Feet Arch supports were what gave me the relief I needed.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people like Teresa actually live the life they love without their feet getting in the way.
They wanted to make sure that I got something that my feet felt good in, not somebody else's feet. I love the fact that I can wear these arch supports in all my shoes. I have boots. I have cowboy boots. I have running shoes. I have walking shoes. I have flat shoes. I have heels. It makes me so happy. If you ask my husband, he will crack up because there is no store I would rather go in than a shoe store. I'm Teresa, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet Store.
Call 880-9255 or visit the Good Feet Store on Polaris Parkway or Grove City.
Cool off with Logan AC and Heat Services. Now you can save 50% off an air conditioner with the purchase of a Train furnace and get 0% APR financing for 60 months. For fast, friendly service, choose Logan Services.
Want to know anything about the Fans Contest, how to win, or what's up for grabs? Check out 971thefan.com. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
When they're not playing office basketball, they're doing this. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
Back here on the Buckeye Show, I gotta say, it's pretty interesting talking to John Keim there because, you know, we do the Buckeye Show. We think that Dwayne Haskins will start. And it was obvious talking to John Keim, who is a reporter for ESPN for the Washington Redskins, that it doesn't sound like there's any damn chance that he's getting to start the season week one against the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, it doesn't. But it does sound, if you go back and listen to where his thought, what his own thoughts are, and just reading the situation and analyzing what the situation actually is and how the organization, if you look at it from that standpoint, no chance that he's going to start day one. But everything about it speaks to how willing and open Dwayne Haskins is to learning the playbook right now. And everybody's yelling at him about missing some checks in the Browns game. It was the first preseason game. Yeah, he took a couple of sacks where he could have adjusted the protection at the line of scrimmage, and he didn't. And he paid the price for it. He took one shot there that got him in the knees that actually made me go, like, oh boy, like,
oh,
better be careful.
That's an NFL
there.
Hit there.
Yeah, and that's one that could result in injury if you're not careful. So he's going to figure that out. And he did leave it kind of open to the starting at some point this season, absolutely still in play. It's just a matter of time and how quickly he can pick this up. And from talking to John, sounds like you got the right guy in place. Someone who's got all the combination of confidence, but good attitude, hard work ethic, all those things. And Dwayne's the guy for the job. Hey, by the way, it's time to start planning for your fantasy football draft. We did this last year. It was a smash
hit.
It's
a great time.
It's coming back. Yeah. So join the Fan at the Ultimate Fantasy Football Draft Party. It's at Hollywood Casino Columbus, Saturday, August 24th, starting at 2 p.m. We're giving away three $1,000 Visa Ooh. Gift cards in random drawings. I want one. I have no money right now. I could use one.
Hacked!
Hacked! Every league that shows up is going to get a trophy for the winner. Plus, there will be a tailgate-themed buffet and bar. Sign up your league at 971thefan.com. All the years, 20 years, maybe longer, that I've been playing fantasy football, because I got in it with my dad and the early days boys from when it was just newspapers back in the 80s. And we never had a trophy. I've never had a league that had a trophy involved.
We have one attached to our league now, the Fan League. You just haven't won it since we've got the trophy.
I did win it, though.
But
I swear.
It's not since we've got the trophy.
You're telling me I won it? It was only 2 or 3 years ago, because I remember Le'Veon Bell, God love him, he won it for me. It was me and Rothman.
And
I had Le'Veon Bell for the Pittsburgh Steelers get me 2 second-half touchdowns, and I was loving every bit of them.
Through the moon. You had
Sit
money.
That next year
you
out, had, baby. I don't care.
You had money then. You don't have money now.
No trophy.
Because you were hacked. But you still don't have a trophy. Yeah, we've got one.
Did you get one?
No, I haven't won it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying we just had one last year.
Yeah, it was either last year or the year before. We just installed a trophy.
I won the regular season, you know.
And you know what's funny?
The grind.
Is that the commissioner sent out an email a couple of days ago, and now we're getting a regular season. You're getting some money for winning the regular season. So there you go.
Well, we always did get some money. I was just hoping for more money for the regular season champ. And if you looked at those options to vote on,
yeah,
they were like, it was like kind of like the same. Both options were really the same.
I think they were. It was like $100 here or there.
Right, yeah.
Either like $200 or $300.
It wasn't much. I didn't even vote on it because it was hardly much of a difference.
I didn't either. Didn't even vote.
So I said, well, this doesn't even meet my
expectations of a change.
Yeah, of a change, so I didn't even vote on it.
Doesn't need to be consulted as a new league rule. I'm, you know, one of the participants.
Just,
go ahead and change it.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be voted on fully. So yesterday, Timmy, something very, very cool happened, which has a local flair. It's got a local tie to it. Bo Hoag, if you don't know that name, he grew up here in Upper Arlington. He went to Ohio State. He was an All-American golfer. He just won yesterday on the Korn Ferry Tour. He goes into the first, he went in this week. And if anyone doesn't know what the Korn Ferry Tour was, it's the oldweb.com tour. So it's going to be coming to your neck of the woods this week. It's over at the Scarlet Course, the Nationwide Children's Hospital Open. That's going to be there. He won the Winco Foods Portland Open yesterday. He was 31 going under the week on the money list. He just cemented a place on the PGA Tour, full exemption status, got his PGA Tour card for next year. How cool is that? Local kid, Upper Arlington, grew up there, and then went to Ohio State, Timmy. That is just fantastic for Bo Hoag. He shot a 6-under, an 8-under, a 3-under, and a 5-under.
Maybe we can get Bo Hoag a Wikipedia page now as a full-on professional golfer, for God's sakes, now. That's what I'm looking for.
I am, too.
He's a grinder, man.
Of course he is. 31 years old.
31-year-old guy. He's been trying at this for so long, and there's, you know, you can point to some cases where you're trying to do something like this, you know, become like anything, right? When you're trying to be a professional athlete for your gig, some people will get in your ear and say, oh, you know what? You gave that a good go. It's like Kramer talking to Jerry about comedy. Oh, you know, you gave it your best shot. You tried for years. Now it's time to get into that training program at Bloomingdale's. You know, he followed his own path. I'm sure he had a good support group, too, because he talked about that.
Yeah.
He had some people in his ear, too, that were telling him to keep going, that you're an insanely talented golfer if you keep at this. And the Korn Ferry Tour is also no joke. I mean, that's the level below. And we've talked to guys that we both thought were the best golfers we've ever played with that could maybe get to the old Hooters Tour, you know?
Maybe.
Mini tours out there. And it's just insane how good you got to be to get at that level. But it's great to see a grinder stay with it, an Ohio State, you know, guy back here, full exemption. It's almost like you can just take a sigh of relief, play this tournament all out. You're already in. That's what was cool. There are 25 guys at that tournament in Portland.
Sure.
Got PGA Tour cards. They took a big photo of them all celebrating. It was really cool what they did. Now he's coming here for the tournament at Scarlet.
He told Golf Channel, it's a life changer for me. I've been playing under pressure my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I told myself was theirs today. It's going to be a lot of pressure, but this is all I've been doing since
first
I can
win,
remember.
Too.
First ever win. So a Columbus native, Went to Upper Arlington and then went to Ohio State, gets his first win of all time on the Corn Ferry Tour, and gets his card for the next PGA Tour season. You got to love that. You can go out and see him this week. He'll be out at the Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship at the Scarlet Course. It's going to be fantastic. Got the birdie bar out there. It should be a good weekend here in Columbus. All right, Ryan Day, he spoke to the media over the weekend. You'll hear what the head coach had to say coming up. It's the Buckeye Show right here on The Fan.
Access The Fan anytime on The Fan mobile app, online at 971thefan.com, or on Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Toyota's national clearance event is on. Now through September 3rd, get a low-mileage lease on a new, built-in-the USA 2019 Highlander LE for $239 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TF, any new gas-powered 2019 Highlander with $3,000 cash back. For all Toyota offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-Miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-Miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP Experience at ohiostate4miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit ohiostatefourmiler.com for more info. And we'll see you in the shoe.
Celebrating its 25th year, BBB's Torch Award for Ethics shines a spotlight on businesses and organizations that exemplify trust in our community. If you are a business leader whose organization promotes high character standards, we encourage you to apply for the 2019 Torch Award for Ethics. For more information on the entry process, to nominate a company, or to join us at our 25th anniversary event, please visit bbbtorchaward.com.
When your furnace or air conditioner stops working, you can always rely on Atlas Butler to get it up and running the same day. So why not depend on Atlas Butler for all your plumbing needs? Our expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater. We work on all brands of water heaters and plumbing equipment. One call does it all.
We have to talk about it.
Nope, I don't wanna.
We have to.
No.
But we need life insurance.
La, 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 I am not listening to you. La,
so
la,
you
la,
don't
la.
Love me then.
What? Oh, fine. We need life insurance, but all the paperwork, it's such a pain.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos? Is that some kind of yoga thing?
No, Ethos is life insurance for people like us.
Like us?
People who don't have time for fine print, insurance jargon, and hidden fees.
Yeah, I pretty much hate all that stuff.
Of course you do. With Ethos, you can apply online, and there is a policy for every budget.
Really?
Yes. The online application only takes 10 minutes, and you'll be taking the first step in ensuring the kids and I will be safe, even if something unexpected happens.
Ethos brings you choices that don't require an in-person meeting with an agent, and in most cases, there's no need for a doctor's appointment.
Feel better?
Yeah, I do.
Ethos, life insurance made simple. Apply online in just 10 minutes. Get a free instant quote now at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping. You do the saving. CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus. The Fan. 4 to 6 seconds of relentless effort. And for the rest of the segment, hitting the oxygen mask. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy All.
Hour number two here on the Buckeye Show. Little programming note, little reminder.
Oh, yeah.
Head coach, the Ohio State men's basketball team, the Holt Man, as we like to call him here on this fine program. He will join us in about 17 minutes to talk about the non-conference schedule.
The Holt Man.
Yeah, baby.
You believe it? Like, we had two guests on tonight? On a Monday, starting off the week strong like this.
We are really going to disappoint you throughout the rest of the week.
Boy, are we ever.
It is going to be...
We got to get our boy Bo Hogue on. We're working on that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, they're coming to town this week. You got a Columbus kid just wins for the first time.
You got a Buckeye just won a championship.
For sure. So, like I said, Chris Holtman, he'll join us around 7:19. Stick around for that. Buckeye basketball, a lot of expectations this year and a brutal non-conference schedule.
Cannot wait. So we'll see
what the coach thinks about that, Timmy. But on Saturday, the Buckeyes had a nice little scrimmage. Ryan Day spoke to the media afterwards. And here's the question that he answered about who stuck out on the scrimmage on Saturday.
Well, you know, I want to look at the film today. Today was really the first day in pads that we've hit. We've tackled to the ground. A lot of the stuff leading up to this point, we're kind of installing. And, you know, you didn't get a really feel for that. Today was a little bit more of a feel for that. I want to get on the film and see what that was all about. But certainly the defensive line, I thought, did a good job creating penetration. You know, you felt that. And Baron Browning has shown so far that he's really made a lot of progress in a short period of time. That's been exciting. I think our secondary is getting their hands on a lot of balls. We had a couple pick sixes out there, which was really good today. So, I think those guys are doing a good job. I want to watch the film and really, grade it and see how guys grade it out. But, you know, we're going to treat it like a game and see how everybody, did in terms of a grade. And then we'll go from there.
I like that. I like the fact that you're not going to make any assumptions when you're watching it in live action. You go back, you study the film. We're going to give you a grade and see how you did. Ones versus ones. Let's go. Let's do this sucker. And let's see how everybody's progressing. That's a great litmus test for Ohio State.
Do you know? So really the word on what happened this weekend was defense kind of took it to them.
Yes, they did.
And
I'm thrilled.
Yeah, I'm thrilled too, because look, if we're sitting here in the off season, still calling this the off season, even though we're 2 weeks ahead,
Timmy,
away. I guess I should have said the off season.
We're under 20 days.
It's preseason. We're in the preseason, yes. Right here. We're coming up on it. But again, I'm so not worried about what Justin Fields is going to go out there, especially since we got Florida Atlantic in this first game. I'm not going to push aside Cincinnati by any stretch, but I'm confident that we're going to get the confidence builders that we need against FAU with the offense, and then we'll be well-equipped enough to take down Cincinnati in week two and then go from there and then rise up to what expectations are always going to be here at Ohio State. But if it was getting one side of the ball over the other right now, I'm glad with that being defense based on how bad that side of the ball looked in certain games last season. That needed to happen.
Here's Ryan Day on his thoughts on the defense up to this point in camp.
I just think, first off, there's an energy to them. I always like when guys are a little salty and have an edge to them and have something to prove. I just like that about any player at any level. And I feel that about those guys. They had to read a lot of stuff in the offseason and during the season last year, and that makes them hungry. And so I just like that spirit they have about them right now. And they have something to prove every time they step on the field. And I think that makes for good football. So I just like being around those guys. They're tough right now, and I think they just can't wait to play. And I think the more you see those guys play, I think the more you'll see that there's a good chemistry over there, and they like being around each other.
There's no doubt that they know the noise. They understand it. They're humans. They're on Twitter. They're looking on ESPN. They're, you know, normal college kids. That's what they're doing. They understand that an Ohio State defense cannot play like that and win big-time college football games. You can't do that all year and expect to just not be bitten at some point. And that happened. They understand that. Ryan Day just told you they've got a salty attitude. They got a bad attitude. And they're really turning heads in camp. I like to hear that. And on the other point, Timmy, is going to be, well, you know, that's got to be pretty nerve-wracking about the offense, right? Let me tell you, the offense is going to be okay. The offense will do just fine. I really think the biggest issue with this team coming in from last year is going to be the cohesion with the new coaches, Timmy, and the defense. Let's make sure that sucker gets ramped up. That needs to be a top 15 unit in the country this year. Get you back to your old silver bullet days.
Now, who were the two linebackers from Saturday that were making headlines? This is just awesome to me because we are looking at what we had at linebacker last year with Pete Werner, Tuff Borland, and Malik Harrison. And aside from Malik Harrison, it's like you can just throw everybody up against the wall. Just throw the names up on the sticky board and start moving these suckers around.
Yeah.
Because Baron Browning and middle linebacker, right? Where you've got Tuff and Taraja Mitchell, and Mitchell's a guy you and I both really love.
Yeah.
But there's been some other names that we kind of have been leaking out there a little bit. Baron Browning and Kevon Pope. And Pope, I got to love this guy because he's from this little tiny town in the middle of Virginia called Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie, Virginia. I love it. I would love to see Kevon Pope make a run at this thing. The sophomore It's actually like a place right outside of Charlottesville
okay.
in Virginia. So, hey, I'll be pulling for this guy. It's crazy to see who's stepping up and making plays at that position group and just forcing the coaching staff to make these tough decisions. If they're going to really bench two of the three starters they had from last year returning.
Don't you love that as
a
coach? I mean, you get paid all this money. We talk about coaches and the exorbitant amount of money that they make. But hey, that's the going rate. That's Ryan Day's going rate. That's everybody's going rate to get paid. And so, yeah, I think it's fantastic. You don't want to go into the season and say it's going to be this guy holding down the linebackers. You have these young dudes in there who are just balling out. They're out there doing their thing, Timmy. And like you said, Kayvon Pope, Taraja Mitchell, Baron Browning, you're not supposed to be starters this year. We're supposed to roll out Malik Harrison, Pete Warner, and Tuff Borland. You need to understand that nothing is safe at that position. When you play the way you did last year, it can't be. You can't just go out and roll out the helmets the same way and say, you know, okay, we're going to do the same thing last year. And listen, I think Malik Harrison's going to be great. I think Tuff Borland was coming off the surgery, the injury last year, and Pete Warner's probably a good player. But I love the fact that you have so much competition in that room. And like you said, just throw names up against the board. Who wants it today?
Great.
Go get it.
Great. My Virginia geography just sucked there, by the way. I can't live with myself. It's Richmond. It's not Charlottesville. It's Richmond that it's south of.
Well,
either way, man, Virginia guys, you know, they're up there for me. You get a couple of guys from that Tidewater. Let Larry Johnson go out there and just roam the area, the DMV. Go get him. These tiny town dudes, I love them.
One of the biggest things that Ryan Day was talking about last week when he met with the media was nobody was really grasping that backup running back job. Here's Ryan Day talking about how they're still looking for that position.
Yeah, we're looking for that backup spot. Had an opportunity to say, okay, here's somebody who's going to win that spot today, and it didn't happen. So we're still looking for that guy. And, we Master hasn't been practicing, so it's hard, obviously, for him to win the job. But DeMario Marcus and Steele are all kind of in the battle right now for it, and that battle continues.
We know that J.K. Dobbins is going to be an absolute workhorse. There's no doubt about it. But in order for this offense to succeed, you have to have somebody back there. And listen, I got to say,
that was real talk from Ryan Day.
That is real stuff
right?
there.
Yeah.
When you're out there and, you know, he's talking about Taraja Mitchell and Baron Browning and Kevon Pope, all these guys, when you have a coach out there, that's basically trying to light a fire under the running back room, saying, going out and publicly saying, we don't have a backup running back. Someone in this room, whether it's Marcus Williamson, whether it's Steel Chambers, whether it's Master Teague, and whether it's DeMario McCall, somebody has to grasp this position and make me give that to them. Because right now, up to this point, nobody's won it.
And the one that really pops off the page has to be DeMario McCall.
Sure.
It has to be. I mean, with what this guy has done in the offseason, what he's done in spring games, even what he's done on the playing field, right? When he's gotten some snaps, if a game had gotten out of hand, it's Dontre Wilson, isn't it? It's the Dontre Wilson
sure.
story.
Absolutely.
Four
it
or
is.
5 years later from the dude out of Oregon, right? Who was a slasher. We loved his speed and his agility and his ability to, you know, make people miss in open space. And DeMario's kind of in that spot where he can be, you know, maybe, I'm not going to say mischaracterized, but he can play a couple of positions, you know?
He can be your weapon X.
That should be a good thing. I wonder if that has hindered him in a way, though.
Because he doesn't really fit into one mold or the other.
He hasn't flourished. I'm looking for reasons why he hasn't flourished at Ohio State. Maybe I should just look at, well, there's been really good players here, and it just can't happen for everybody. But I'd love to see him, maybe more so than these other guys, just because he's been here for such a long time, go out with a bang and do some things in this offense. I'm pulling for DeMario McCall.
So a lot of interesting stuff coming out of Ohio State camp. You had talk about where the QB competition stands. No word on that. So we're kept in the dark for that for right now. So in-game scrimmage, defense, you know, pretty much having a day against the offense. I think that's a good thing. I'm all good with that. You need these silver bullets to be back if you want Ohio State to compete at the level which we know they're capable of. All right, coming up, the Holt Man. He joins us next. It's the Buckeye Show right here on The Fan.
Buckeyes, Blue Jackets, the NFL, and fat weird guys talking about eating people.
I'm hungry. Is it time to eat?
It's all on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Hey, Buckeye fans, AEP Energy is redefining the game with smart energy choices for your home or business. Take advantage of AEP Energy's renewable energy plans to protect the environment and protect your wallet from rising energy costs. Boundless choices, boundless commitment, boundless energy. Visit AEPenergy.com/OSU to get started. That's AEPenergy.com/OSU, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
The Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, in partnership with Ohio State Athletics, is pleased to launch the Scarlet and Gray Business Network. This program supports the Ohio small business community and associates your business with one of the strongest brands in college athletics, the Ohio State Buckeyes. To learn more or to join the Scarlet and Gray Business Network, visit sgbnetwork.com. Presented by the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, digital marketing for your business.
For over 30 years, Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse has been serving Columbus with the finest award-winning thick-cut aged steaks. Consistently voted Columbus's best steakhouse, Hyde Park is also rated excellent by Zagat Guide as one of the top steakhouses in the country. Enjoy happy hour cocktails Monday through Friday with bar plates starting at $5. Located in Upper Arlington, downtown, and Dublin, Hyde Park can accommodate events for groups of 6 to 300. Hyde Park knows Buckeye fans demand the best. That's why they're a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Adina Health System is South Central Ohio's trusted name in healthcare, dedicated to providing you and your family with the best possible care right here in our community. Adina is leading the way in bringing state-of-the-art technology to our region, including robotic-assisted surgery and cutting-edge cancer treatments. It's all part of Adina's mission to provide you with experienced care that's close to family and close to home. Learn more at adina.org. Adina Health System, here for life.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front-row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizza, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland.
Now, with all the bank consolidation going on, are you now truly just a number? Who's helping you with your financial affairs? Do they work together as a team for your best returns and decisions? Come see why community banking is the place to be. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a little radio lesson. We have three stations for you to choose from. You're on The Fan, but if you hit that little HD icon on your radio, it magically takes you to 1460 ESPN. And then if you hit it again, it's our HD3 signal. Sometimes you'll find goodies on there like crew games. This public service is brought to you by me.
You know what makes every diamond unique and special are its four C's: cut, clarity, color, and carat weight. But do you know what makes Diamonds Direct special and unique? It's our own four C's. The first C, concept. Diamonds Direct has revolutionized jewelry shopping by eliminating middleman markups and giving you direct access to the world's finest diamonds straight from the diamond cutters. The second C, choice. Diamonds Direct's multi-million dollar selection of precious diamonds is unparalleled. And with over 4,000 designer settings to choose from, you are empowered to make a decision that works for your style and taste. The third C, confidence. With a nationwide price guarantee, free lifetime warranty, our unique 110% diamond upgrade policy, and our no-pressure, no-risk environment, you have total peace of mind. And the fourth C, community. Every year, we partner with local charities and nonprofits with significant donations of time, money, and jewelry to make this a better place for everyone. Diamonds Direct, as unique, special, and rare as every diamond in our showcase. Get store hours and directions at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hurry in during the Ram Summer Clearance Event to see why more people are switching to Ram than ever before. It's because the new Ram 1500 has more power, with an available Hemi V8 and best-in-class V8 towing. It's no wonder why the Ram 1500 is the most awarded truck in America and the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. So no matter what you need more of this summer, make sure you hurry in for great deals during the Ram Summer Clearance Event. Well-qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $269 a month for 36 months with $3,750 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of Conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. Class based on light-duty pickups. Based on awards within the light-duty pickup segment from January 15, 2018 to January 1, 2019. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9-3.
The Buckeyes Show is presented by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit ColumbusMitsu.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
They didn't play in college, but they're really good at throwing those tiny rubber footballs. It's the Buckeyes Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
Back here on the Buckeyes Show, we are brought to you by our friends at Columbus Mitsubishi North. You can check them out online at ColumbusMitsu.com today. All right. Big guest.
Here we go.
We open up the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline to one Chris Holtman, the Holt Man. Coach, what's going on tonight? How are you?
What's up, guys? Great to be with you.
Well, we're happy that you're here. You know, we've been covering Ohio State football so much. And
We've been doing a lot of basketball, too, Beam. We keep it going. We keep it rocking and rolling on this show.
Even in August, still got to talk about the basketball team. There's no doubt you guys come into the year. A lot of expectations, Coach. But the schedule, the non-con, just came out today. We got dates for all the games. And I got to say, when you hear the five teams, Cincinnati, Villanova, North Carolina, Kentucky, and West Virginia, first thing that comes to your mind when you hear those five teams in the non-con, Coach?
A lot of sleepless nights, a lot of Advil, and hopefully a lot of excitement for our great fans. That's part of the reason why you put the schedule together is – there's a lot of reasons why, and you guys know this because you really do an incredible job covering our program. There's a reason. There's a science behind you're putting a schedule this challenging and this competitive together, and a lot of it has to do with giving yourself the best chance to be an NCAA at-large team, and then also working on your seeding, and there's no guarantees on any of those, but you try to put a schedule together that fits that criteria, number one, and then obviously you're taking into account what games your fans would enjoy seeing. And when I was hired here, we talked about trying to do that in the non-conference as much as possible. I didn't know at the time we were going to go to 20 Big Ten games,
right,
which changes the game a little bit with your flexibility in the non-conference.
You know, Beam and I talked, and we're going to have a conversation. We're going to get that Villanova game for you moved to St. John Arena. We're going to get it rocking and rolling. We're going to blow the roof off that joint. We all love the shot, but we're going to talk to Gene. Yeah. Maybe you can. We will do all the fighting for you, so you can just hang out and coach the team. And we'll figure that one out. I was curious though. Why on the St. John Arena game was it the Monday instead of the Friday right before the Michigan game? I think we talked about that in a past interview of trying to set something up there. Same week, but I was wondering why the difference Monday, Friday there.
We will do that every chance we get, particularly with playing the team up north on a Saturday at home.
Okay.
In the shoe. We will almost always plan on playing a Friday game in St. John Arena. That's just a tradition we would like to make happen. I don't think I've had a chance to talk to you guys. We had some glitches in our schedule that took a lot of maneuvering in the last really month and a half to 2 months. And it had to do with crazy stuff, like one of the schedulers got indicted, so we had a tournament fall through that we had done early in the fall. And long story short, it took a lot of maneuvering. So the game that we had scheduled for that Friday, even though we're playing away, our football team's playing away, obviously going to that team, we decided that Monday would work best with an in-state school like Kent State.
It's fantastic. You get the in-state school coming in. That's two on your schedule this year, Coach. We know Cincinnati this year. It's the first time since 1921 that the Bearcats are coming up to Columbus. It's almost been 100 years since that happened. And then you get Kent State, obviously, coming into St. John Arena. But, you know, for you, how cool is it to go back into that building? I know the shot's great and everything, but how cool is it to go back? And, I mean, you're kind of transformed to back in the day. You've got the 80s night on the scoreboard. What's that experience like for you and your players?
It's really cool. I think our guys loved it last year. Our staff did a great job, and Nike honestly did a great job with the throwback uniforms.
Gorgeous, yeah.
With the script Ohio. I mean, they flew off the shelves. I mean, I think people still have asked me, how do I get one of those? I'm like, I don't know. I just coach our team. I have no idea how to get any. That's really outside my lane. But It was a phenomenal a night and evening, and really well put together by David Egelhoff and some of our administrative staff. We will want to do it every year. We love playing in there. We have toyed with the idea of playing a team like Villanova in the non-conference, or even. So your idea isn't as far-fetched as maybe you think, or even playing a Big Ten opponent in St. John. So we've talked about it. Gene and I have talked about it. We've discussed playing as many as two. It'll always be one because obviously, as you guys know, there's other factors that go into that. That you have to be aware of.
Yeah, like people being indicted and things like you open our eyes to some new intricacies of making these schedules here. This is incredible. Chris Holtman's with us.
Yeah. That was there's a backstory to that. No one, I'm sure, that any of us know, but there was someone who. Third party who handles schedule that did get indicted. So anyway,
it'd be amazing the people who Timmy calls friends, Coach. I think he may know that person.
Yeah, right. Now, you know what, though? Chris Holtman's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling fan guest hotline right now on the Buckeye Show. We love seeing schedules come out in college basketball. If you're a nerd about the sport, it's like Christmas morning just to open up all the presents and to see everything in its rightful place. I'm just curious for you as a coach, there are so many different elements of running a program. Is that something that you enjoy? You mentioned the sleepless nights. I get it. You joke. But a lot of people are happy about some of the big boys on the schedule. And to me, that's fun to set that up like that and then go play it. Do you like that as part of your job?
Scheduling directly impacts the bottom line on your program and the success of your program. So it's one of the, you know, coaches will talk about recruiting, player development. Nowadays, guys, you throw in roster management as another really important factor to running a successful program. But scheduling has always been and will always be an important, really important part of the job, and David Egelhoff spearheads that on our staff. But it's looking at the numbers. You know, I do enjoy it. We did not have a say in who we played in the Big Ten Big East Challenge. We were given about three or four teams that we could potentially play: Creighton, Providence, Villanova. They gave us the team that had won the Big East the last 12 years.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. You know, we were given a list of about three or four schools that we could play in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. And they were, you know, NC State. I think Virginia Tech was mentioned. Carolina was mentioned. They gave us Carolina. So some of those, you don't have a complete say anymore in your schedule. It's exciting. And you really are excited, honestly, for your players, because, you know, they look forward to games like that. It's our job as coaches to be as unconditional in our approach as possible. And we know you can lose any game and you can win any game. That's the reality in college basketball. So I don't think we have quite the same excitement, perhaps that a fan might or a player might, because you're focused on as unconditional as approach as possible.
Coach, you've been spending the summer with your players, obviously getting ramped up for the season. Have they kind of pinpointed one game? Do you know, are they looking forward to one game possibly more than another? Are they just ready for the season to get ripping along and ready to win some games?
I heard whispers of them hoping that we got certain teams in those challenges, just because of the right. You're playing programs that are considered being, you know, blue blood. So I think there's some excitement with that. But honestly, I try to stay away from any type of conversation about. Occasionally, I'll ask our upperclassmen, you know, who would you prefer to play, but I stay away from it just because, again, I want them to understand the importance of being ready to play in every particular game and improving as the season goes on. But I'm not an idiot, right? I do know that they would have preferences when it comes to some of those games.
Chris Holtmann joining us on the Buckeye Show tonight. Coach, we really appreciate it. Timmy and I, as soon as this show is done, we're going to get on the horn with Gene, and we're going to try to get that Villanova game to St. John Arena.
You're getting that thing done.
You worry about all that, and we got that covered, okay?
Let's talk some next interview. Let's hit some basketball topics, too, aside from just the scheduling stuff. That sound good?
Anytime. And let me know how that conversation with Gene goes.
Oh, yeah. We got it. We will for sure tell you how it goes, man.
Gene, we need to talk.
We do. If anybody, if anybody's got Uncle Gene's number, please pass it along to us because we need to make that happen. That's fascinating stuff
from
the coach, though.
You see what happens?
Yeah.
We've been yelling about this for a long time now, about St. John Arena. And now wheels are in motion.
Wheels are
Maybe
in motion.
We had a 1% or like a 50% or like an 89 or like a 95%, you know, reason for this being in motion now. Yelling about it on this show.
Yeah. And now
maybe that's a real thing.
And now it is. We'll break down some of what he had to say.
Oh, baby.
I mean,
stuff happening.
It's in motion. It's in motion with the Buckeye basketball team. We'll also tell you about all who they're playing. In the non-con, when we get back, it's the Buckeye Show right here on the Fan.
Two men, no pants.
Oh, my God.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Now that the warm weather is upon us, don't you think your roof should get looked at? Call Allstate Exteriors now for a free roof inspection. With over 25 years of roofing experience, Allstate Exteriors is your trusted local contractor. Visit Allstate Exteriors online at ohioroof.com.
Shopping for windows is like shopping for a beautiful piece of furniture. That's how we look at it. Marvin Windows by APCO.
You got to know APCO is the place to go. Absolutely, absolutely, you can trust APCO.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain, very intense, can make your eyes water. It makes you walk funny because you're trying to get pressure off your heel. I had instability. I was so frustrated. I didn't know what to do. And I was driving past the Goodfeet store. I mean, why not? Give it a try.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people like Teresa actually live the life they love without their feet getting in the way.
They wanted to make sure they fitted me with the right thing. And so they brought out several different arch supports and gave me the opportunity to try them in shoes and walk around with them until they found the perfect ones for my feet. I had no idea that they would be that patient, and I had no idea they would be that kind. And you just knew, like, your feet, just when they got on the right ones, they were like, oh, yeah. And it really did make a big difference. It made my foot not hurt. I'm Teresa, and that's my Goodfeet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
Call 880-9255 or visit the Goodfeet store on Polaris Parkway or Grove City.
It's Amanda with Logan AC and Heat Services. Stay cool this summer with our inventory sale going on now. Take 50% off a Trane air conditioner when you purchase a furnace. And we've got financing options too, including 0% APR for 60 months. Estimates are free and installation only takes one day. So find us on Google to book your appointment now. We're the home of fast, friendly service, Logan Services.
Can't get enough Buckeyes? We've got you covered. The 11 Warriors Radio Hour.
Presented by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services and Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wednesday nights at 8. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Ohio, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You casually maneuver to snap a photo of the guy at the restaurant who looks just like that one celebrity from that movie, and your flash goes off. You couldn't save yourself from the embarrassment of doppelganger guy noticing your paparazzi pic.
Hey.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Okay.
While your flash-happy smartphone has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Nice.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Ooh.
And while your impromptu photo shoot didn't go as planned, you could plan on saving more, like military and federal discounts, with your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from the shame of being outed by your camera flash, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Just like no two people are exactly the same, neither are their cancers. There is no routine cancer. That's why the James is pioneering discoveries into what makes a patient's unique cancer start and stop. By understanding the genetic makeup of each patient's cancer, we're leading the way to better outcomes, fewer side effects, and more hope. At the James, we go beyond the routine to prevent, detect, treat, and cure cancer. To learn more, call 1-800-293-5066.
Since 1897, the Byers family has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. Over the years, we've gone from horses to horsepower. Still family-owned and operated, our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in town. Today, we have 8 locations, 16 new car brands, and over 3,000 vehicles to choose from. So new, used, certified, or service, Byers Auto has something for everybody. And you can find it all on one website. Visit ByersAuto.com.
Byers Auto, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The best synchronized swimming you've ever seen in your life lives right here. Back to the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Back here on the Buckeye Show, we just talked to the Holt Man.
Yes, we did.
Head coach of the Ohio State basketball team. It's up on our Twitter. You can find it there, at the Buckeye Show. We are on Twitter. Our great producer, Evil Bald Colin, he is there on Twitter. At C Behringer 971. Timmy's there at Tim Hall 971. I am there at Brandon Beam 971. Some interesting stuff he said there, Timmy.
Very interesting. So we want to hit hard on some of the things that we just learned about our favorite place down there on campus, at least my favorite place, St. John Arena. I think ever since I found out about that arena when I took this job, I come from places that have just had classic basketball venues.
Right.
If you've listened to me for many years, you know I take these trips in December with an old buddy of mine, and we just travel around and go and check out different college basketball venues. Some cases, you could say, I'm in it more for the barn than I am the basketball. Like when it comes to a really classical throwback type of place.
Okay.
Hinkle Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
Allen Fieldhouse. Right? The Barn up in Minnesota is one on my list. Got to get there. The Palestra out in Philly. I'm dying to check that place out. Cameron Indoor, where Duke plays.
Well, you've been,
yeah, you've been there before, right?
No. You've been to Cameron Indoor.
I've been blessed to be able to cover some games at some of these places or soak them in as a fan, if not going to school at one of the spots. So it just, it grows on you, right? And then the NBA-style arenas, they kind of fall by the wayside. So St. John Arena, and hammering and hammering and hammering, using St. John Arena, if not just a little bit. So many years, we didn't play any games in there. No games.
None.
Such a tragedy. And you would see some of the games at the Shot just not fill up. It's fine to have it. If we can make that place one of the best college basketball atmospheres by cranking it and filling the Shot,
right,
then we can do that. But if not, if we got a game that's going to be kind of lazy and have, you know, 6,000 empty seats, let's try to create some buzz around it. And they did that. They put the Friday game before the Michigan game, and Holtman reinforced that, that that's planning on being a tradition. The reason I asked why, like, there's a Friday and a Monday game on the schedule that week, and the Friday one's at home, he alluded to some difficulties in scheduling sometimes, and that can happen. But he said when the game's at home, that will be the traditional plan. But Beamer, he said, bigger games, Villanova-type game or a Big Ten game. We're talking to Gene. It's happening. They want to do it.
Well, and I think that's the thing that, you know, you're most going to take out of this, right, is that, one, someone was indicted indicted.
Somebody was indicted
while making the college basketball schedule for Ohio State. And that there are being talks, and that's fantastic. And that's just not you and me. I think that's every single fan out there. You want that building to be used more than what it is, because it is beautiful. It is a gorgeous old barn. It has so much more characteristic, just character,
charisma,
everything about it than the shot. And the shot is okay. It is. It's okay. But when you have that kind, we understand that St. John's not going to get a full slate of games.
It's not. We know.
We get that.
We know. We're asking for more than just the traditional thing they're talking about is nice. But we're also asking for this next step. Put a big game in there. I mean, make it a big deal. Make it a destination type of game. National TV exposure. You can bet your you know what that that's going to get it for a game like that. Get a Kansas on the docket. Throw a Kansas in there.
Sure.
You said Villanova-type game. Villanova-type game means maybe the best non-conference game that you have.
Villanova, two national championships in the last 4 years.
Unbelievable.
They're doing okay. They're doing okay for themselves.
And what we know is a touchy subject, and we didn't touch on a lot back there, is the others besides this thing we're doing with Cincinnati. And we've talked about this many times with the Holt man, with the in-state schools and all that. Could you imagine down the line a Xavier at St. John?
Could you imagine that? That would be unbelievable.
Or a Dayton.
Sure.
At St. John.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. You're already bringing Kent State in, right? That's the game this year. You get Kent State at St. John Arena. And the fact that he also said a Big Ten game. I mean, and the way, can you, all right. I just got really excited. Just got super, super excited about this.
It's exciting.
And I know this isn't going to happen because the Big Ten conference schedule doesn't start until after the first of the year. But or you play the two in December and then you go into the rest of your schedule. Can you imagine where you are playing the team up north at St. John Arena on Friday and then on Saturday have it be the Ohio State-Michigan game, football game? You have them both back-to-back days, Ohio State, Michigan, St. John Arena, and then the very next day, you got Ohio State, Michigan on the football field.
Yeah.
That I know it.
Yeah,
it's
you're
not,
right. That couldn't happen.
Well, they played Wisconsin up in the Kohl Center the week after that, a couple of years ago, in Holtman's first year.
Was
because
it
Ohio,
early December?
Yeah, because Ohio State was playing in the Big Ten championship game against Wisconsin, and then Ohio State was opening their Big Ten schedule.
True. Yeah.
So
if you remember that, that's because they had the Big Ten tournament a week earlier, so you had that two-week
gap.
So
it was way earlier.
That's right.
That's why they started the Big Ten slate way earlier.
You're
and
right.
They usually will play like a couple and then take that break until late December or even into January, and then continue on with the rest of the conference schedule. That's just, it's good to see that they are doing something with all the noise, you know?
Sure.
And here's what we could do. We could just start camping out at St. John Arena for the Villanova game and just start up a protest and say, I'm not going to the shot. We're just going to line up. We'll get there a couple days early, and we'll just kind of have the pick. It's like, no, we're going to St. John, and we'll come up with a better
chance. So the game's on Wednesday, November 13th. We're going to get to St. John Arena on Saturday the 8th is when we're going to do it. We're going to park outside 5 days before. That's when we're going to do it. It's going to be 5 days in the middle of November.
But guys, the game's over at the shot.
No, it's not.
We're not going.
We're not doing it.
We're going to put up chains around the doors. We won't let any fans go. Mm,
nobody can get in.
We'll have some guys wearing like berets or something. They'll be like on our team. They'll run around and they'll lock up all the doors to the shot so no one can enter.
Exactly. It'll be all good. But fascinating stuff there with Chris Holtman. You have the perennial, the warm-up for the season, Timmy, the exhibition game. You get Cedarville. That is going to be your first game of the season. It's not going to count.
Cedarville action.
Wednesday, October 30th. And then, for the first time in 98 years, the University of Cincinnati, the Bearcats, will come up to Columbus and play their first game against Ohio State, like I said, since 1921. Cincinnati, you got UMass Lowell after that, and then you got the Villanova game Wednesday, November 13th. Stetson, Purdue, Fort Wayne, they're both coming to town. Kent State, like we said, that one's going to be at St. John Arena. Friday, November 29th, Morgan State, that one's at home. Wednesday, December 4th, Timmy, you go down to the Dean Dome to take on Carolina, Southeast Missouri. comes into town Tuesday, December 17th. And then your two big boys before you kick off the Big Ten slate, Kentucky out in Las Vegas and West Virginia up at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, also known as the Q, up there in Cleveland. So that is your total non-conference schedule there for the Buckeyes.
Thank God that we're finally busting down a wall with this Cincinnati matchup. And I know as fans, we're all racking our brains with the different ideas out there about how we can get more, how we can get Dayton, Xavier, Ohio State, and Cincinnati involved in something. Is it the Indiana style thing where we go to a neutral site and just have a couple of games and then people throw in the, yeah, well, what about the crosstown rivalry with Xavier and Cincy? Cause those two always have to play, and that throws a wrench into it with scheduling and trying to come up with the format. And I get that, but still we can individually check some of these off. That's not against the rules. You can just piece by piece. I get how the system works and it wouldn't happen every year, a series like this, but we did it. We did it. We're all still alive, right?
We're doing it with Cincy right now.
We're alive. We're breathing.
We're okay.
Made it through. Made the tournament last
Cincy
year.
Cincy made the tournament.
Cincy
we made
did.
The tournament.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
We made it. The world is still spinning.
It's fine.
We played Cincinnati on the road in a true road game. They're going to come up here and play Ohio State in a true road game. The world is still going to spin after it's done.
And both teams will still make the NCAA tournament.
And we're all better human beings for it.
Of course we are.
We were filled with joy, especially since we won. And it's just a great matchup to have.
Then you're going to win again.
Going to win again.
Year, and you're going to be 2-0 against them in the last 2 years. And that's going to be awesome.
100 years or something since Cincy came up.
98 years.
God.
98 years.
What a shame. What a shame.
Since Cincy's come up here and played a basketball game against Ohio State. You're 2 hours away.
At least since
how does that not happen?
At least since I've been here, Cincy football has gotten to play in the Shoe. And I know it's not quite equitable because it seems Ohio State would like never play at Nippert.
No.
But at least Cincy gets to come up and get their shot at the King, you know?
And they've been up here for March Madness. They played at Nationwide Arena just this year and lost, but they were playing in Columbus, but they haven't been to Ohio State and played them.
No, yeah, it's totally
years.
Different.
Totally
yeah,
different.
This had to happen. It's good that it is.
I'm thrilled that it's happening. All right, Cardale Jones, he wants to be reincarnated as an Ohio State specialist. Say what? Details coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show right here on The Fan.
The only radio station still operating with an active booze cart.
I'm drunk right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, I am.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
We believe in food.
Grown in the fields of Ohio.
In clean air and water.
And in preserving farmland forever.
We believe in opportunities for the next generation.
For nearly 100 years,
Ohio Farm Bureau has been bringing people together.
Join us on the journey.
Together.
Together.
Together with farmers.
Visit togetherwithfarmers.org.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-Miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-Miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP Experience at ohiostate4miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit ohiostatefourmiler.com for more info, and we'll see you in the Shoe.
Who can help you score a touchdown with your finances? How about our friends at Credit Union of Ohio? Whether you're looking to buy a new home or make upgrades like a finished basement to watch all the big games, their team of experts will help you get the funds you need. It's a great time to make those renovations you've been dreaming about. Credit Union of Ohio is your local mortgage lender. Learn more about their home loan options at cuofohio.org. That's cuofohio.org. NCUA Insured Equal Housing Lender.
Box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we're all about quality. We mix cane sauce in our restaurants every day. And our chicken is hand-battered and cooked to order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. And our lemonade is always freshly squeezed.
Love the window.
And why do we do all this? Because it makes a difference. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
NFL all the time. It's the NFL.
NFL Hour with Matt Hayes and Joshua Parrish.
Live and local every Tuesday night at 8.
If you're out of the loop on NFL news, it's your own fault. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Shopping for windows is like shopping for a beautiful piece of furniture. That's how we look at it. Marvin Windows by APCO.
You got to know APCO is the place to go. Absolutely, absolutely, you can trust APCO.
When clients come in, I think what they can feel is our passion.
That's Robert Violante at Diamonds Direct, talking not about price or selection or warranties, but about the total experience, the world-class treatment every guest receives from minute one.
I can't tell you how many clients either leave a five-star Google review or call us and let us know that they shopped everywhere else, but when they walked into Diamonds Direct, the way that they were greeted, the way that they were treated, and how they were educated and made to feel part of the process was unlike anything else that they've experienced.
It's about respect for the customer, a genuine appreciation for the opportunity. It's about transparency and honesty and creating an environment where there's no stress, no pressure. In fact, at Diamonds Direct, we make it fun.
Oh my goodness, it's so much fun. You know, clients will walk in and say, oh my gosh, what's going on here? Is there a party? Nope, this is just every day. We're having a great time and that energy is catching and they're leaving saying, this was the best experience I ever had.
Diamonds Direct, where a great value price is just the beginning.
I'd love to see you. I'd love to have you come and visit the showroom. We'll take great care of you.
Get store hours and directions at DiamondsDirect.com.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
Let's be real. Most smokers aren't looking for some overcomplicated vaping machine. That's why we created MyBlu. MyBlu is simple. Our pre-filled liquid pods mean there's no mess. One charge and MyBlu lasts all day. And with our range of flavors and nicotine options, you have a choice. MyBlu answers on what matters for smokers. Real nicotine satisfaction.
Find MyBlu in a store near you or order online. MyBlu.com.
Don't miss out on the huge savings this boating season at Buckeye Lake Marina. Check out Central Ohio's largest selection of over 100 new and used boats inside Buckeye Lake Marina's 15,000 square foot showroom. Visit BuckeyeLakeMarina.com today and we'll see you on the water.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
A show that always knows how many days till the game. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
Final segment here on a Monday. Talking to the Holt man just got me really juiced for basketball season.
It got me juiced for a lot of things. Now I'm just looking at schedules in general, since we were talking about the hoop scheduling. And just how I mentioned right at the end of that segment about the football thingy, like imagine if Cincy never even got a shot to play at the Shoe. It was just never allowed.
Right.
And how it's totally, and we were talking with CB, totally different than in the basketball world. We could all easily agree on that, right?
Sure it is.
Not even close to the same.
No.
Because if Ohio State goes and plays a road game at the Nip, I don't even know if they call it that.
I think we Nippert. Should call it that.
At Nippert.
At the Nip.
We have cheese nips, right?
So of course we do.
You can say the word. So you can imagine how that would
Saturday
just make...
Saturday at the Nip. Buckeyes. Bearcats.
But no, I stick to my guns because I've yelled for a long time about how it just isn't that big of a deal in the grand scheme in basketball. I stick to that. It's a huge deal to play a road game like that if you're a football program like Ohio State. Week one or two of a season, they're going to put it at night. It'll be a death trap. Right?
Of course it
would be. One time they played at Paul Brown down there. But one regular season basketball game, it's great in the now. It's great for the two or three days around it when you're living in the moment on that night. It's great for the fans. It's national TV exposure. It's a great recruiting tool. But when it's over, it's just not that big a deal in the grand scheme.
It's just over.
It's just a nice game.
It's not going to ruin any team's season.
No.
If Ohio State goes down to Nippert Stadium,
you're dead.
Nip,
yeah,
they're
you lose that, you're dead.
They're done. They have nowhere else to go.
It doesn't apply in college hoops.
Sure.
It just doesn't.
If Cincy comes up here to the Shoe and loses, it's not going to be a big deal for them because likely they're not competing for a national championship anyways. It's great in college basketball because you're able to do these things. It's one game. If you do win, then it's great for your RPI. If you do lose, you're still losing against a good team, and it's going to help your RPI anyways.
It's just great. Hey, what's who's Wisconsin's AD right now? Not to change the subject.
Barry Alvarez, right?
Is Barry doing it?
I think he is, yeah.
Barry's the AD, right? Yeah. What the heck's... What's he smoking up there? No,
I don't know.
It would have made sense, right? And it would be tough because, as we were talking in the break, Stevie said, like, just try being in Central Florida. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, we've read articles.
Sure.
They can't get anybody to come down there, and we feel for them if they're trying to play at that next level. But Wisconsin, I was like, isn't Wisconsin playing somewhere on the road? They are. They're not even going to Central Florida. They chose to go into South Florida.
Mm.
Why would you do that?
Why? What are you gaining from that? What in the world are you gaining from going down to Sarasota, Bradenton to play a game against
South Florida, right?
Somewhere Tampa down area. There. Yeah. I don't know.
Central Florida, again, dicey, but I'd be all for that, like having some guts, having some cojones and playing
we'll
a game like that.
Them. We'll schedule
yeah,
them,
all right,
sure.
No one's playing you, we'll schedule you. Because if Central Florida is going to be trying to crash the New Year's Six, you would like to think, okay, we could lose that. If it's a great game, we could lose that and still not be dead. You lose to South Florida week one, your season's over in 3 hours.
Toast. Just toast.
Because they're going to be a 5-win team. We even look like, why would they even have chosen that one? Because we know this is done years prior. Willie Taggart, in his 4-year run there, was 2-10, 4-8, 8-5, 10-2. That sucks.
Yeah, it's the college football version of Jeff Fisher. It's the college football version of Jeff Fisher. He's at
Florida State.
Florida State. That's
Why
right.
Why are they paying him to be
and
a head
coach?
They
went 5-7 last year.
5-7 last year. So he's
52-57.
Boy.
And he's had a lot of pops at being a head coach. Why are they paying him millions of dollars?
At Oregon for 1 year, you came back. You're a Florida guy. You're at Florida State now. I don't know. I don't know how you get that job. I've got no clue how you get that job. Florida State just won a national championship this decade. They went 5-7 last year. How in the world does that happen? You're right. That's a horrible hire for them.
Horrible. And Wisconsin is doing horrible things with their schedule. They're playing a road game at South Florida, not even Central Florida.
Hey, let me tell you about Cardale Jones real quick so I can pay off of my team. So Liam McCullough tweeted out a picture. Ohio State specialist 2K19. They did some funny things. They got photoshopped into Abbey Road from the Beatles. The Sistine Chapel, where it looks like Drew Chrisman and Liam McCullough are kind of touching hands out there. It's
gingerly touching their hands.
Correct. And yes. Cardale Jones quoted the tweet, said, hopefully I come back in my afterlife as a specialist and in a room with guys like this, Liam McCullough and all those specialists over there. These guys have been hilarious since I can remember going to school at Ohio State, meeting the specialist. What?
<This picture. laughs>
There was a video where someone went to Missouri the other day. They're like, hey, what do you guys do during practice? Talking to the specialist. And they're like, well, you know, we kind of just sit around and we work on our snaps and, you know, that's about it. Like that we work on our kicks and we just worry how we look most of the time. So good stuff there from the Ohio State specialists. They continue to entertain all the time.
If we did a Buckeye show pyramid, yep, would CB be on top or would I be on top?
You would be on top. I would be on top.
Beamer on top.
On top of the pyramid.
Could we do that?
Of course we can. Of course we can. All right, here's what's coming up tonight.
97.1 The Fan's Buckeye Show. Where it's at.
Try bottom three. They're up 2-1 against the Red Sox. Reds in Washington tonight. They are losing 3-2 against the Washington Nationals. Huge game for them. I mean, wild card coming up, Timmy.
God, so you got to get it done, man.
Yeah, they got to get it done. Cleveland with
a chance
to go
there
in head of the division. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. ESPN Radio up next on The Fan.
This has been The Buckeye Show with Tim Hall and Brandon Beam. Listen weekdays at 6 for the best and most Buckeye talk on the Ohio State Station.
Sponsored by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit columbusmitsu.com today.
Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Toyota's National Clearance Event is on with great clearance deals on the last of the 2019s. Now through September 3rd, Toyota has just announced $1,250 total cash back on the new Go Anywhere 4Runner and $1,750 total cash back on the rugged new 2019 Tacoma. Or get $3,000 cash back on a new full-size Toyota Tundra. Cash back excludes GRD Pro. For all Toyota offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Adina Health System is South Central Ohio's trusted name in healthcare, dedicated to providing you and your family with the best possible care right here in our community. Adina is leading the way in bringing state-of-the-art technology to our region, including robotic-assisted surgery and cutting-edge cancer treatment. It's all part of Adina's mission to provide you with experienced care that's close to family and close to home. Learn more at adina.org. Adina Health System, here for life.
The Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, in partnership with Ohio State Athletics, is pleased to launch the Scarlet and Gray Business Network. This program supports the Ohio small business community and associates your business with one of the strongest brands in college athletics, the Ohio State Buckeyes. To learn more or to join the Scarlet and Gray Business Network, visit sgbnetwork.com. Presented by the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, digital marketing for your business.
Come on over to Heartland.
As Central Ohio's Community Bank, we're proud to foster long-lasting relationships while enhancing the lives of those who live, work, and play in the communities we serve. Now we're a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. I'm Scott McComb, CEO, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm a foodie. Have you ever heard the definition of a foodie? That's someone who says their favorite food is the one they haven't tried yet. But I'm also a lover. I love working on American, Asian, and European vehicles, light-duty trucks, and fleets. I'm Eric Raber, owner of ER Auto Care. One thing that I hear that irritates a lot of people is auto repair centers insisting on an appointment before you can come in. At ER Auto Care, you come in when you want to come. No appointment necessary. Get a free inspection with an estimate and no high-pressure sales tactics. We fix same day or next day, and you're never stranded with our free loaner car on every repair. Give us a call at 614-363-0509. ER Auto Care, 20 minutes west of Columbus at 8005 Lafayette Plain City Road in Plain City, and on the web at erautocare.com. That's erautocare.com. erautocare.com.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping. You do the saving.